appetite or answering questions about the streak?
No, not too bad. You know, I think it's, you know, I think guys understand that that comes with the territory. But, you know, I think one of the positives about our locker room and our team is that, you know, we understand what's important and what's not. And guys have been focused week in and week out. And I think that's one of the reasons we've had some success.
Does it help the schedule-wise when you're playing a rival like this? I mean, does it help to not think about, you know, the perfection?
Well, I think, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, who it is. When you turn on the tape and you start watching the team that you're going to play that week, especially the Saints, you know, you forget about what the records are for that year. You know it's going to be a tough physical battle. So I think it does help.
Do you do any Monday night football scouting?
Yeah. I watched the game probably just like everybody else on TV Monday night, and then got back in here Tuesday and watched on the coach's copy, I guess. And they blitzed. They did a really good job creating some pressure, and you know, it's something I expect we'll probably see a bit of this week.
Kind of funny seeing Curtis over there.
Yeah, Curtis. It is. You know, it's different. You know, Curtis and I came in together, and I have a lot of respect for him. He's a great player, great teammate, guy that works really hard, and you know, but he's doing a great job for him. He really is. He's playing well, and you know, we're gonna have our work cut out for us.
Kind of hope you don't see him up close on Sunday.
Yeah, I'd prefer I didn't see him up close. And that's one of the things. I think our offensive line will do a great job.
I asked a couple of the guys before about the fact that, you know, the Super Bowl obviously is in New Orleans. How much is that in the back of your minds, or is it at all that, you know, that you don't want this to be the only trip you make there?
Yeah, I mean, that's – I hadn't really even thought about it. And it's one of those things. It's so far down the line, and we've got such a long way to go. You know, you can't be distracted by those kind of things.
How much does it help the confidence of this team playing in all the tight games you've played in all season long, seemingly?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think it's important. That's the nature of this league. There's going to be games that come down to the wire, and it's all about, you know, trying to do whatever you can to make the plays that you need to make in order to win. And we've done a pretty good job of that so far. And I think, you know, having had that experience, not only this year, but in the past too, I think that leads to confidence across the board. And when you're confident, I think you play well.
What's the best thing about this rivalry in your eyes, in your experience?
I mean, I think obviously on the field stuff is fun. You know, going against a team that's, you know, really been very good the last 4 years since I've been here. But I think how much the cities get into it, I think, you know, both Atlanta and New Orleans, the fans are fired up for these games, and it's fun to be a part of that.
Michael Turner said it's the craziest thing he's ever seen, the nuns that come with beads and all that. What's the craziest thing you've seen up there?
That's one of them. You know, you always see some interesting stuff down in New Orleans. I'll go with Mike on that. I think seeing the nuns with the beads is eye-opening.
A lot of stuff that you can't say, I guess.
Yeah, probably mostly stuff I can't say.
At least your mom wouldn't appreciate
it. Yeah, mom or wife, that's right.
Does it get harder or easier when you're in the streak, everything's hunky-dory, but in some ways, I mean, people are after you guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's not something we worry about. You know, I think you have to expect you're going to take everybody's best shot every week, and if you approach it any other way, you're doing yourself a disservice. So, you know, again, I think you have to be focused on your own preparation and know that week in and week out, you're going to face a tough opponent.
What about the defense do you pay attention to? Because early in the year, they gave up a lot of big plays, a lot of yards, but lately they've been, you know, sort of turning around. Do you pay attention to that? You know, what you saw in the initial stages or what you've seen lately?
Yeah, I think when you look at the last 4 weeks, it's a team that's 3-4 in the last four games and a team that's playing with some confidence. I think their defense has played pretty well, especially, you know, this past week. I thought they were aggressive. They were physical. They were flying around and made some plays. So, you know, you try and learn from what some of the teams did well early in the year, but, you know, you also try and plan and adjust to some of the things that they've been doing well the last couple of weeks.